entirely innocent of all wrongdoing. Families and friends of 10 people shot dead in West Belfast 50 years ago were welcomed home to Ballymurphy last night to cheers, tears and relief after the longest ever inquest in Northern Ireland found that the deaths of 10 people killed in 3 days in August 1971 after the introduction of internment without trial were unjustified. That 9 people were shot dead by British soldiers: Joan Connolly, Father Hugh Mullen, Frank Quinn, Noel Phillips, Daniel Teggart, Joseph Murphy, John Laverty, Joseph Corr and Edward Doherty. Justice Siobhan Keegan couldn't make a finding on who shot John James McCurr because of what she described as an abject failure to investigate at the time. An 11th victim, Pat McCarthy, died of a heart attack. The British Army had falsely claimed all were armed members of the IRA. Padraig O'Murray is solicitor for the Ballymurphy families. Padraig, good morning. Thanks for taking our call today.
Good morning.
What are your reflections this morning about yesterday's events? It must have been a deeply emotional day.
It was. It was deeply emotional. A momentous day for these families and the wider Ballymurphy community. The families have known for 50 years that their loved ones were innocent. But that's not enough. They need official acknowledgement and legal vindication of their innocence, and they have that today.
What are you expecting to happen next?
The families will obviously digest. These findings were provided in summary form by the coroner yesterday. We will now need to go through the very detailed findings, which run into hundreds and hundreds of pages. In parallel with the inquest process, we initiated civil proceedings against the Ministry of Defence, and given the very critical findings in this report, we can move that forward with some vigour now.
Is there sufficient evidence to mount a prosecution?
Well, the coroner did refer to the lack of investigation in these cases. 50 years on from events, it's very difficult to bring a case to the criminal court, which is a higher standard of proof, that is beyond reasonable doubt. However, there are some examples of soldiers being identified within this inquest, and that's a matter that the families will need to consider over the coming days, whether they then engage with the Director of Public Prosecutions. The coroner didn't comment in her summary findings yesterday on that issue, and we will need to digest the more detailed report to see if there's any indication from the coroner she intends to send a file to the Director of Public Prosecutions, but certainly that's something we'll be considering.
Some of the relatives don't want prosecutions. One woman said yesterday the man who shot her dad is now 80 and she doesn't want to see him in court. Does that matter?
It does. I mean, what you'll find, and I'm working with a number of families, hundreds of families from the conflict, and even within one family you will get differences of opinion, and sometimes their thinking on it evolves. When they have truth, then sometimes they want more. They want to move on to the justice process once they find that truth. So it's different, even within campaigns, even within individual families, there may well be differences of opinion. However, I don't think it's a matter for the British Prime Minister or under pressure from right-wing media or the ex-Fets community to decide on prosecutions. That should be done by an independent prosecuting authority.
7:30, I'll get the news headline shortly. The British Secretary of State, Brandon Lewis, said in a statement that, quote, the current system for dealing with the legacy of the Troubles isn't working for anyone, in particular the families of the bereaved. And the British government wanted to deliver a way to provide information about what happened and lay the foundation for greater reconciliation. Might that be a better way than seeking prosecutions in cases where evidence is scarce and too much time has passed?
Well, I think we already have a model for dealing with the past, which was agreed at Stormont House a number of years ago. This, for me, is a much better process where the door on justice is not closed on families. I think families are realistic. The prospect of prosecution is a small one. However, as I said earlier, I don't think that's a matter that should be decided by the British Prime Minister or this current British government. That should be a matter for an independent prosecuting authority. If we move away from that, we will undermine the rule of law, and that's an important aspect of a democratic society, especially a society coming out of conflict. So the version, this new version, and I haven't obviously had time to digest events at the House of Commons yesterday, but it appears to me at first glance a yellow pack version of what was agreed at the Stormont House agreement.
Padraig O'Murray, solicitor for the Ballymurphy families, thank you very much for speaking to us.